This is Randall Harp of Active Christian Media with today's devotion. At the request of Shlomo, a.k.a. Solomon, God granted him wisdom, so that there was none like him before him, and after him has none risen like him, according to 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 12. Certainly Shlomo made some wise decisions during his rule, but he made some very difficult choices too. In 1 Kings chapter 2, we read that before David died, he gave Shlomo instructions concerning men who had been troublesome in his kingdom. As for Joab, David's commanding officer who had assassinated other military officers, David told Shlomo, "You shall do according to your wisdom, and shall not let his gray head go down to the grave in peace." When Joab heard that Shlomo had slain Adoniah, the self-exalted king that had gained Joab's allegiance, Joab feared for his own life and took refuge in the temple. When Shlomo sent an officer to call him out, Joab replied, "No, but I will die here." Shlomo granted his request and had Joab executed there at the altar. As for Shimei, the man who cursed David while he fled from Avishalom, David said to Shlomo, "For you are a wise man, and you know what you ought to do to him. But bring his gray head down to the grave with blood." Graciously, Shlomo told Shimei to dwell in Jerusalem, but that if he ever left the city, he would die. Shimei agreed to the terms, but 3 years later left the city to pursue runaway slaves, and he was executed according to the terms of the agreement. In addition to these executions, the king put Zadok the priest in place of Abiathar, who had also been disloyal to the kingdom. As a result of these actions, verse 46 of 1 Kings chapter 2 tells us that the kingdom was made sure in the hand of Shlomo. While these events are condensed into a single chapter of the Bible, I don't believe for a moment that they were easy decisions for Shlomo. In his inner circle were once trusted advisors who had proven themselves disloyal. To keep them in place would have been troublesome at best. You and I probably won't have to have anyone executed, but we can be challenged by relationships that threaten our spiritual well-being and the welfare of others too. While we may prefer to avoid confrontation and not to play a heavy hand, it may be prudent for us to make the difficult decision to displace particular people and to sever rotten relationships. Yeshua said that if your own eye or hand causes you to sin, that you should remove it and cast it away from you. Should we be any less diligent with our associations? Now, go honor your king.